Okay, so today we're going to talk about The Mummy from 1959, and I'm really actually a fan of it now. I think I saw it about a decade ago, and for some reason I just didn't like it, and it's kind of been my party line about it whenever I was asked about it. And recently I wanted to see Peter Cushing, because he's in it. He's, you know, he plays Grand Moff Tarkin in Star Wars A New Hope. And I was always told that, you know, he was a really famous working actor. In fact, quite a few people were actually in the Star Wars, the early Star Wars. But The Mummy had that Peter Cushing. And so I was like, oh, I want to check that out. And I really like the feel of old horror movies, too. You know, I think, you know, many of my friends, like Charlie Ray and other people that I've known through the years, they talk about, you know, some of the best movies were made in the olden days, you know, with limited sets, limited blood. Speaking of, you know, getting a little off track here, but on The Mummy, when you see blood, you know, here and there, I swear to God, it looks like it's just like ketchup packets. Like somehow they're using ketchup or something like that. Now, don't get me wrong, it's good for them to try it all, and what good does it do to have realistic looking blood? But I think through the years we've sort of built up an expectation for that. Maybe we should watch some of the older movies to remember that, you know, getting it to look right was sometimes just as important as the script. And when you don't have a CGI crew, you make do with what you have. And that's what you see a lot in The Mummy here from 1959. Really enjoyed the thick feeling of it, the rich textures. It's filmed beautifully. It looks like it's about 50-50 on set and then maybe out somewhere in nature. But it's just great. It's a slow burn. I think it was about halfway through is the first time you even see something that could be called The Mummy. So it's sort of a buildup. It's archaeology. It's Egypt. It's really good acting. One thing I did notice when I first started, I was thinking to myself, you know, where's Peter Cushing? And you come to find out, you know, here he is. He's really angular. He looks young, but he's, I don't know, for some reason I just always think of him as like kind of an old angry man. But you know, he's just from Star Wars, so I mean that's why. But he still looks all angular like that even in 1959. And he makes the comment about another archaeologist in the other room, and he says, "That's my father." And I'm thinking, he looks like he's like a great-great-grandfather, so how could his father even be around and father's running the machine? I guess he didn't look that bad. But you look at everything through how you learned it, you know, and I learned what he looked like in A New Hope. And anyway, he just always kind of seems like an angry old man to me. But it's funny in here because you get to, there's a character that's supposed to be his father. So that's kind of interesting, I guess, for what it's worth. Probably wouldn't be any more interesting as the movie went on, but at that moment, I just thought that was kind of interesting writing and funny. But, you know, other than that, yeah, it's scary. The mummy's good. There's, you know, it's sort of like watching an old Columbo episode and or The Incredible Hulk with Bill Bixby. So, you know, if you like that, then you probably like The Mummy 1959. I wouldn't say it was bad. I would just say compared to like a Frankenstein, I don't think this can really hold a candle to it. But the question is, can it hold a coffin to it? Well, that's it for now. This is a real short review. Let me give it a rating. I give this probably an 8 out of 10. All right. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show.
Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.